visit with our first guest, though. He is the opening act, the Senior Associate Athletic Director at the University of Wyoming, Kevin McKinney, joining us. Are you okay being the opener to those two?
No.
Completely no, huh?
No way, no how, to those two guys.
Okay.
Well, if you work past 5 o'clock, we could get you on later, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The whistle blows at 5.
I want to know, were you around, did you get to meet Darius Rucker yesterday as he was in Laramie?
I didn't.
No?
No, I didn't.
The Cowgirl golf team did.
Yeah, they must have been up there, right?
Right. Well, I just thought maybe you'd shoot over and, you know, maybe say hi to Hootie.
Well,
I know it's not your music.
If I'd have known he was coming, but I didn't know.
I thought, you know, he didn't.
So,
I think if you're Darius Rucker, you probably don't have to tell people you're coming in to play golf somewhere,
well,
you do you?
I think so, I guess. But, you know, Monday's a tough day for us, so I wasn't able to go up there. I don't think I would have anyway.
You wouldn't have anyway? Oh, wow.
Would you have got up there?
If I was in Laramie, I'd go say hi to Hootie.
Okay. Is that Hootie of the Blowfish?
Yeah, Darius Rucker, yes. Yeah. Are you surprised Monty knew that?
I'm shocked, actually. Shocked.
Weren't they the opening acts for the Beach Boys?
Were they? I don't know.
Speaking of opening acts, Darius Rucker.
You mean the Beach Boy?
I said that.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. So you wouldn't have got, is that just because, you know, lack of interest in that, or just no desire?
No, lack of interest.
If it was James Hetfield?
I'll be there. Heck with the meetings.
Right?
Heck with getting ready for the home game. No, screw that.
Craig Bolsar, you're taking a back seat today.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And you would have totally thrown Reese under the bus on your Wyocast, right?
I would have. He'd have been out of it.
I would have.
You just got to balance things out, you know what I mean? You got to have priorities. And Reese is great, but he can't play the guitar.
Well, you don't know.
You know, I'm pretty sure.
Have you guys had any chats about, you know, Cubs-Cardinals stuff on your Wyocast yet?
Not on the cast.
I think that needs to happen, maybe during the bye week.
Well, let's have them continue to collapse, and then we'll do it.
I hope you, so. The collapse has to be complete before you're going to do something like that?
Yeah, I can't, because I don't want to jinx it, you know? I told Denise the other night the Bears are going to lose this game.
You've got to have better confidence in your teams.
She said the very same thing, and I go, I've watched this for 60 years. They can't beat the Packers.
They should have.
They didn't.
I know.
They collapsed to a one-legged, old-time, crotchety quarterback.
He wasn't crotchety after the game. He was higher than a kite.
I believe it was fixed.
It was fixed.
Yeah, fixed?
The game was fixed.
What did you think those officials we had in New Mexico State were up there?
Why are we getting off on this?
I notice how you laugh and then you just don't comment whenever he brings up officiating.
I just don't want to do that. You know what I mean? I just don't like getting letters from the league.
When's the last time, if ever, you've received anything from the Mountain West or the Old Whack in terms of complaining about officiating?
It's usually basketball, though. It's not football.
You and I and Dave put on, after that last WAC game we did, weren't we on, you know, double secret probation or something from the WAC office?
I would imagine so, but it was you. It wasn't us.
So, okay, you get letters. What do they say?
I guess I'd have to read one, probably.
Did they go right to the shredder, or does they get filed?
No, they get filed. But, they just say that you were heard saying X, Y, you know, our policies, and this is a reminder to follow our policies.
I mean, at one point, you've got to frame
some of them. Why don't you write them back and say, this is a reminder to get some decent officials, you bunch of boneheads.
Oh, my God.
I'll write your reply if you want me to.
Yeah, I could write my own thanks, but I would not do that, of course.
That's pretty good.
I would.
Yeah, I know you would.
All right. I'm glad we got the pleasantries out of the way. That was actually pretty funny.
I gotta go.
That, you do have to now? You don't want to talk about Missouri?
No, I gotta go.
No?
I gotta iron my cat.
Then we talk about Wolford then.
It's Wolford. The Terriers.
Yeah.
It's Wolford.
Well, I want to talk about Missouri just a second.
Okay.
I mean, we all witnessed it, some more coherent than others.
What would you like to talk about?
The lack of pressure Wyoming is getting on the quarterback now. Craig seemed genuinely concerned. He put it acutely concerned.
Concerned.
Yes.
Yeah. He's acutely concerned, all right.
Getting all that hype, certainly not living up to it right now.
Not right now. You know, I think we're all really surprised by that, and I suppose that front is surprised as well. I mean, I think they're good players. Now, they went up against good guys, but, I wasn't sure they'd get any with Washington State because of the quickness of the passing game. But you knew that Locke was going to throw downfield enough times that maybe we could get to him a couple times. You know, and we made him run a couple times, but didn't really lay a glove on him.
He's the best quarterback Wyoming will face this year, right?
I don't know that. I mean, Rippon's pretty decent.
Nah.
He's not that good?
I don't think
so.
Okay.
I think Locke is.
All right. Then it's a lock.
He's good, though, right? He was really good from what you saw.
Locke?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
He's the best quarterback they'll face, I think.
He's really good in that offense, too. He totally – you know, somebody – well, it was Reese asked me if he reminded me of anybody I've seen us play, and he reminded me of Alex Smith.
Oh, wow.
He just knew the offense so well, very accurate, and – he knew where to go if there was any kind of pressure. I was really surprised. We were kind of told he didn't run much, but he looked pretty good running it as well. So I think he had it all and had one called back.
Kevin McKinney joins. By the way, we just got one from the text line, Kevin. I'm supposed to ask you about saying a few choice words to officials when your son played basketball at Laramie High School. And this is from an official that officiates high school basketball in Wyoming.
That was well deserved.
So you probably know then.
I know who it is. Yeah, and I apologize now, like I did then.
he had laughed. He had laughing emojis on his text.
Yeah, I know. Well, there's a little difference when it's your own flesh and blood,
right?
Out there,
I think so. Heck, every call's wrong.
Are we supposed to do that?
I think so.
Are parents supposed to do that?
It's supporting your child.
I don't think the broadcast team is supposed to do it, but I think your parents can.
Well, that's why I couldn't understand why the production team was chastised for doing it.
Yeah, that was really a mistake, wasn't it?
It was. They can't take a joke.
No.
This Wofford team, Kevin, pretty darn good. I mean, they're FCS. Wyoming should win this game. Has the better players, but they're ranked 7th in FCS. One thing, they're an option team, and last year with Scotty Dazleton as the defensive coordinator against their three option opponents, Wyoming did pretty darn good against those. That's got to be a confidence-building thing, even if it's an FCS team going up against an option team, knowing you've had success, right?
Absolutely, and I mentioned that to Wingert the other day. And he agreed. He said, we've been able to do well against it. We've seen it enough that we're certainly not afraid of it in any way. So I think they'll be ready. They're probably a little tired of seeing people throw the ball, actually. But this will be something that they're used to defending. And it'll have wrinkles in it that Air Force's or New Mexico's doesn't. But it's still, you know, option That's something that Wyoming's been able to do well with.
I saw a stat, and I found it very interesting. Wyoming's score differential with Nico Evans in the game, they're outscoring opponents the time he's in there 48-20. With him injured, they've been outscored 68-13.
Yeah.
That, I mean, I know there's more going into it than that, but that seems significant to me.
Well, he is certainly a team leader, part of that would be, I would assume, controlling the ball. And the Cowboys really haven't been able to do that since he hasn't been around. But that was the key last week, is try to keep the ball away from Locke. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys just couldn't move the chains enough times to do that. So, I mean, they ran 98 plays. wasn't it? Was it 98 or 91? And the Cowboys ran 58. I mean,
yikes.
And, you know, that's where time of possession is so misleading. Missouri had like six more minutes of actual time, but they had 33 or 34 more plays because they throw the ball, they get back quick, and so possession time is kind of misleading a lot of times.
In this week's edition, JJ, of Knowing Your Cowboys, what do you have for us this week for Kevin?
Wendell Montgomery? Yeah, I decided to go a little less obscure this week.
Yeah, Wendell Montgomery was just one of the class guys we've ever had. He was such a good player, but such a good guy. We really enjoyed Wendell. I don't have a really good story about him because he was just always seemingly doing the right things, you know, and he was a good receiver.
Why call the Montgomerys?
Well, not receivers, not good guys, but in what way?
Just good, upstanding, you know.
Okay.
Guys that always do the right thing.
Yeah.
I might be able to think
Wendell did. Wendell did the right thing. He was a good guy.
Did you know there's a David Montgomery that's a running back for Iowa State? He's really good, too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. His name is David Montgomery. No relation.
No. I'm surprised.
Why would you say that?
Well...
No relation to you, Monty.
Okay.
Trust me, I can tell.
Not a fullback.
No. He's a tailback.
Okay. I thought he might be a blocking back.
I played left out.
Kevin, it was a real slice of heaven. Thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure.
Hey, wait a minute. What's lunch on Saturday?
I don't know. I'll have to... I don't know what it is. It'll be fine.
Okay.
Don't worry.
All right.
Have you been disappointed yet in game we've had?
All we had was one game.
Were you disappointed?
The game or the lunch?
The lunch.
The lunch? No, I wasn't disappointed.
Has he ever been disappointed in lunch?
Not very often.
Thank you, Kevin.
Okay, see you guys.
Bye. See you, Kev. Bye.